Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Icons of Thanksgiving, turkey, stuffing, family, football, thanks, and for many, travel. For some, by air or train or bus. For most, by road, by car. And for all, it can be a zoo out there. Traffic, delays, long hours. Maybe you can't wait for families' sing-alongs in the car or license plate games. They're great. But there's a lot of tech out there now to ease the way. This hour on Point, surviving your holiday travel with technology, from apps to gadgets to podcasts and more. You can join us on air or online, where this conversation is always on. What gadget or app do you find indispensable when you hit the road these days, when you head over the river and through the woods? Join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. With us now from St. Louis is Scott Steinberg, technology consultant and technology futurist, author of Make Change Work for You. He's got a big list of apps and gadgets and games to share with us. It's at onpointradio.org. Scott Steinberg, welcome back to On Point. Great to have you here.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Pretty good. Thanksgiving's coming. And from New York, Wendy Perrin joins us, travel advocate for TripAdvisor, former director of consumer news and digital community at Condé Nast Traveler, where she wrote the Perrin Report for 17 years, author of Wendy Perrin's Secrets Every Smart Traveler Should Know. We want to know them. Wendy, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Tom. Great to be here.
So big time travel, millions and millions of people going, lots and lots of people driving. And I'm reading here from you guys, Wendy, 56% of Americans driving will travel more than 200 miles to their Thanksgiving destination. That's some real travel.
That's right. And that can end up being a lot of time in the car if you get stuck in traffic.
People have done it and done it for years, Scott Steinberg, without technology. We all know the games and wacky conversations and, you know, oh, who knows what families got into in the car on the way there. Technology has been coming into this arena for a while now. What do we have that's new?
Absolutely. Well, you've got all sorts of crazy new apps that can help you. So, for example, there's one called Along the Way that actually you can tell it which route you're traveling, and it will tell you all the scenic destinations so you don't have to take scenic detours on your own unexpectedly. It will actually tell you where you're headed, what's along the route. You can find things like Tripmatic if you happen to be going to a different city. You want to know what's going on, what's nearby.
Hang on. Slow down a little bit. Along the Way, I want to spend a little moment with that. So what? This is an app. Do I plug it into my Google Maps or my auto navigation? Does it know where I am and it's going to tell me what's around me or not?
Yeah, basically you could load it up, for example, on your iPhone 6S, and it will tell you what's coming up on the route ahead. So if you got to make that bathroom break, you'll have a sense where to go, or maybe the world's tallest tree is nearby. All that crazy stuff that you would normally stumble across unexpectedly, it will tell you as you plug in your route exactly what you can find as you move along.
That sounds pretty fantastic to me. I mean, you know, on the interstate, if that's the way you're traveling, you'll see those signs that say, you know, Mark Twain's house or this or that. Mm-hmm. But you know, you're always zipping by a bazillion things that might actually be really interesting. And so as I'm coming up toward an exit, it's going to start feeding me info about what's off here or there?
It'll start pointing you towards what's around of interest. And there's all sorts of other cool stuff, too. That's the funny part. So it's not just along the way, but you can find things like TV food maps. I'm sure the family is probably watching the Food Network and all those things that you see on shows like Diners, Drive-Ins, Dives, and the like. You know, you will actually know when they're nearby, so you don't actually pass by them and maybe get some good stories to share along the way as you go, too.
All right. So you're traveling too fast from me here, Scott. I want to digest these one by one. Wendy Perrin. Aaron, let's just take this one. Here's an app. There's so many apps now, but here's one for Thanksgiving travelers maybe Along the Way. I mean, give us your, you know, super travel writer mind's response to this. To me, that sounds pretty great. What's out there beyond just, you know, there's a McDonald's and there's a Shell gas station?
Right. Well, there's also, you know, one of my favorite apps actually is TuneIn. Do you know that one? You can get a like thousands of radio stations from around the world
oh, yeah.
in your car. It's like having a little trip around the world. But I think one thing to remember is, you know, you want to spend as little time in the car as possible. So just basic stuff aside from apps. I mean, that's great if you do get stuck. But also remember, just drive early in the morning or late at night. You know, plot your route ahead of time, you know, before leaving home. Just predict where the traffic will be and try to, you know, like city centers, ring roads, use Waze. That's a great app to try to avoid the traffic. And also one more thing, if you're going to be using all of these apps, carry a smartphone, car charger, maybe even a power inverter. In other words, if you're going to spend a lot of time in the car, make sure you keep those batteries refreshed for everybody in the family who's using those apps.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows. Power up. Power up. Listeners, we really want to hear what apps, what technology you're integrating into your travel life these days as holiday travel comes, Thanksgiving, and then all the rest right behind. Denise in Smyrna, Tennessee. Denise, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to say my favorite app is the Waze app. I travel into Nashville almost every day, and it's horrendous traffic, and it's great for taking you around and roundabout routes that even I'm not familiar with, and it's also great for traveling. So I just wanted to say that.
Everybody seems to love Waze, Denise, and I'm glad you called about it. I mean, Scott Steinberg, you talk about a useful tool for the road warrior. This is Waze, if you don't have it already. Lots and lots of people using it. I think Google bought it some time back. And what, Scott, if you're coming up on heavy traffic or an accident or just it's just getting too thick, it will say, hey, you might want to hop off at this exit and take this other parallel highway to keep buzzing toward your destination. This is a pretty cool piece of technology, Scott.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The nice part about technology these days is not only can you get the best routes, but if you have a GPS or you use the one that's built into many of your smartphones, if you have an Apple or Android device, for example, you can actually pretty much find all sorts of things along your route that you never would have stopped off and enjoyed. So you can make travel a lot easier, plus possibly find things to entertain the kids, good places to eat. You can even use apps now, for example, to find out not only what dining options are nearby, but how much they're going to cost, what locals recommend as well. So it really does make the travel experience much easier.
Sticking with Waze for a second here, I think there are two versions now. If you're in Google, it's going to tell you about traffic jams and the rest and reroute you around them. I think if it's just Waze independent, it will also tell you where the police may have their speed trap out or where there's a camera on the red light. They teamed up with Arnold Schwarzenegger a little earlier this year. This is this GPS app to avoid traffic and maybe police. Here's Arnold, just for a limited time, giving advice to Waze users.
Red light camera ahead. Speeding would be a big mistake. Exit right. I insist.
Arnold insists you get off the road. I mean, Wendy Perrin, we're getting into this realm now of sort of active, real-time super guidance from technology as we move through the world. It's pretty cool.
it's definitely cool. Yes. A couple of more to mention, you know, in case you want to find the cheapest gas, Gas Buddy is, of course, a very popular app. It pinpoints the gas stations closest to where you are and gives you the price per gallon at each one. Also, a lot of the time when we're stuck in traffic on the highway, you want to find the closest great meal and you end up just pulling into these, boring restaurants right off the highway. Think about using an app. Actually, you can use the TripAdvisor app to come up with those, rather than settling for fast food chains, mm-hmm. find the spot where the locals eat just a mile or two off the highway. In other words, make that time in the car a little more fun.
I mean, you may just want to put the pedal to the metal and get to grandmother's house, but you may want to enjoy yourself along the way if you're a fan of, Diner, Drive-Ins, Dives on the Food Network or Man vs. Food Nation Travel Channel. You want to eat at some of the places you've seen visited there. There's an app for that, TV food apps. For example, you can find the custard shop Ted Drew's in St. Louis and eat there just like Adam Richmond does in this clip from Man vs. Food Nation.
In 1930, Ted Drews was a frozen custard pioneer running his first stand in St. Louis. Today, four generations of locals and travelers agree that it's one of the tastiest stops on the main street of America.
Okay, Scott Steinberg, that sounds kind of cool. I may prefer to get into one of those places. I don't know if I want to hear that voice too much, but you've got TV food maps, this app. How does it work exactly?
So basically, it'll help you plot out all the places around you that you may have seen on any of your most famous TV channels that look great, that all the top chefs are raving about, that all the top critics are raving about. And it'll basically let you know along the way as you go essentially what's nearby. So all those places that you watch and think, boy, I'd love to be there, I'd love to eat there, that you forget later on, it actually will remind you about those. So essentially, not only can you have a great meal, have a great trip, but like I was saying, you also have a little bit of a story to tell friends and family so you can make them even more jealous as you go along the route.
You mentioned another one called Trip-O-Matic. Now, again, people may just be on a sort of rifle shot to a family destination, but they may also be making a real trip out of it. And what a Trip-O-Matic is to help figure out what's going on in the, let's say, the town or city you're headed for.
Well, that's right. So it doesn't matter if you're crash landing in the city at the last minute or you've actually plotted ahead. It basically lets you find all sorts of hot spots, could be places to eat, could be places to go play, sites, landmarks, and it'll let you actually plan them out in advance of the trip if you like, so you can build an entire itinerary around it. Or you could use another one, for example, called GoGoBot, which is basically a social recommendation app where fellow travelers or locals will tell you in their cities, in their locations, where you should be exploring and playing.
You know, Wendy, for years, of course, people had dog-eared travel guidebooks, maybe your book and lots of others. So it's not as though it's a new idea to be informed as you go, but the idea of being informed in real time and, you know, up to date with schedules of what's coming up even as you pull into a new destination, that's pretty cool again.
Absolutely. It makes life a lot more fun, you know, when you have to spend so much time on the road.
And that is what an awful lot of people will be doing as we head into this Thanksgiving travel season and beyond. Wendy Perrin, stick with us. Travel advocate for TripAdvisor with us from New York. Scott Steinberg in St. Louis, who's put together a great list of tech, apps, more. You can find it at our website, onpointradio.org, that may make your travel just a little more efficient, a little easier, maybe more entertaining, maybe more educational. Little Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving by Vince Guaraldi here. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. We're talking this hour about technology to make holiday travel a little easier, maybe more fun, from apps to gadgets to online deals. Scott Steinberg is with us from St. Louis, tech consultant and futurist. He's got a great list. You can find it at our website, onpointradio.org. Wendy Perrin's here, travel advocate for TripAdvisor. We'd love to hear from you as well. What apps make the travel fly by for you? And do you want apps that bring speed or efficiency, bargains, entertainment, education, illumination? Are you old school, books on tape, sing-alongs, the license plate game, family stories? What about gadgets? What about travel tips as you go? Here's one of Scott's suggestions for kids, the Lazoo Art Box app, described as a living, breathing, coloring book app for PBS from PBS Kids. You add elements to different pictures. They come to life. Here, an elephant.
What is coming out of the elephant's trunk? Let's give them hair.
Okay, maybe you're going to sing Row, Row, Row the Boat, and that's cool too, but if you get through all those verses and want a little something else for the kids, there's one. We'll hear more suggestions. MC writes to us online. Another app is Road Trippers that tells you things of interest on your route. They'll even suggest routes to your destination. Jim says, on the other hand, avoiding holiday stress and traffic. What's so high-tech about pouring a bourbon and listening to music with your feet up? Yes, indeed. More power to you, of course. Sometimes you've got to travel. Brian in Buffalo, New York. Brian, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm all right. Are you hitting the road, Brian? Where are you headed?
We are hitting the road with my parents to New York City, and from there we're hopping on a boat, a big giant boat, Norwegian Cruise Line, and going down to the Bahamas.
Woo! So, lucky you. Big Thanksgiving plans. All right. And
totally different. Never done that before.
Is tech part of your picture?
Pardon?
Is tech part of your picture on that fabulous cruise?
Absolutely. We use the old school GPS for the drive, and I always make sure I put on like a Beavis and Butthead on the GPS because
okay.
They're always saying funny stuff.
Oh, to talk to you, to give you directions. Yeah, that's good. Keep you laughing. Okay.
So, and the funny thing is my not tech-savvy parents are going to be with us, and they've never heard it before, so this should be totally a trip.
What about once you're on the boat? Does anything come into play there?
Well, once we're on the boat, they actually have an app. It's called NCL Concierge, and you download it on your iPhone, and then you can talk to each other. Say, I'm on one side of the boat. My mom's on the other side. She wants to get a hold of me. And you kind of use it like a phone like that, so you're not using any of your data or anything like that.
That's pretty cool. Some of those cruise ships are so big, you need navigation to figure out where everybody is. Brian, boy, what a happy sailing, or whatever the right word is. Have a great time on your way to the Bahamas. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. David in Rock Hill, South Carolina. David, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
So a great device that I found is the Seagate wireless hard drive. What it is you can, it runs off a battery. You put it in your car. You put videos or music or whatever you want onto it, and it'll stream wirelessly to three devices in the area. So if you have everybody in the car, if you have your kids in the car, they can all be streaming a different movie onto their tablets. It helped me out a lot on the way down to Florida last year.
The Seagate wireless hard drive, so everybody can have their own movie. I mean, that's power, all right. And I wish you luck with it, David. Wendy, is this great, or is it the end of Western car trip civilization as we've known it, when everybody's got their earbuds in watching their own movie?
I know. What happened to the great American road trip where families would actually spend time talking to each other or
playing
card
games? Tell you stories about grandma or who came from the old country
singing 100 bottles of beer on the wall or whatever.
Yes.
But I hope we can talk a little bit about airports and airlines too, because I mean,
sure.
Like about, you know, according to TripAdvisor's Thanksgiving travel survey, a third of people, about 35%, are going to be flying this Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is tough. I mean, you know, just so many people get stuck in airports and then you're on the airplane delayed on the tarmac, and that's where you really need help, right? You really need an escape. I wanted to mention a couple of apps that are great for the airport. The MyTSA app.
What's that do?
It can point you to the security checkpoint that has the shortest line, so that can save you a lot of time going through security.
You're kidding me. They know that in real time as I'm
walking
through the terminal?
Well, there are people, yeah, and people are who use the app are like reporting it, you know, how long the wait is at different security checkpoints.
Yep.
And then also for if you're stuck at the gate, you know, if your flight is canceled or whatever and you're stuck there for hours, the Gate Guru app will tell you what's in the next terminal over or what's like a 5-minute walk away.
I mean, in terms of amenities in the airport, restaurants?
Yeah.
Or massage
like,
parlor or massage, whatever they've got.
There are a lot of day spas in the airport these days. There are, you know, some airports have museums or a swimming pool at the airport hotel that you can use. Some
Good Lord, the
even
last
have
thing
golf
I want
courses.
Is to be stuck so long that I'm going to an airport museum. But I guess if I was stuck that
well,
long,
if
I
you
might
are,
welcome it.
If you are, or you can escape, there's an app called Lounge Buddy that points you to the closest airport lounge where, you know, you can often pay for a day pass. Let's say your flight's canceled and you're stuck for 8 hours. You can escape the chaos in the terminal, go to an airport lounge, get free Wi-Fi, snacks, a shower, take a nap, have a comfy armchair.
That could be pretty handy. Scott, you've got a Gate Guru on your list. And if everything just goes completely in the drink and you have to, I don't know, you're snowed in, you've got to have a hotel. You've got one called Hotel Tonight, Scott. How's it work?
Absolutely. Basically, you can punch in where you need to be, where you're trying to crash land, give it a sense of price range, and it'll tell you essentially if hotels in the area have rooms free. And oftentimes, you can get some pretty great deals since the hotels have unsold inventory. So if you find yourself stuck, a flight delayed, and you happen to be in a city, you can literally find a place right then, right there. Family might be freaking out a little bit. You can calm down, solve the problem right away.
Master of the universe. Wendy.
But if you're choosing between hotels, though, be sure to check the TripAdvisor app because you do not want to end up in a dump.
No, a dump doesn't make anybody happy, especially after the flight's been canceled. Maybe you're flying, maybe you're driving. Spencer in Dayton, Ohio. Spencer, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
So I was just going to talk about Google Maps, and it's kind of underestimated in comparison to a lot of the other apps that are mentioned. It does have a lot of the same features that it will sort of predict traffic, get you routed around it. So it's really lightweight, and it uses a lot less battery power than Waze or some of the other apps mentioned here.
Well, that's always welcome. I mean, these days, yeah, there are competing navigation systems out there, and people have their favorites. You definitely want to use a good one. And if it sips lightly from the juice, all the better. Thanks for that, Spencer. David in Boston, you're on the air.
Yeah, our family has been using this app called Yonward, which overlays tours and guides that everyone who uses the app can make. And as you travel kind of through the world, it dynamically displays things on your phone about what you're seeing.
Yonward, like Y-O-N-W-A-R-D, Yonward, like that.
Yeah, Y-O-N-W-A-R-D.
With everybody chipping in their recommendations about what's around as they go, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of like Wikipedia, but for travel guides. So as you can always ask it what's nearby, and it shows you what guides people have made to their neighborhoods or areas or to interesting things. And then you activate them, and you can activate as many as you want at the same time. And so as you move around, as you get near those points, it plays back information to you about them.
We are
in real time, on the fly.
Got it. Yonward. There's another for your list. We are in the data sphere in real time here. Scott Steinberg, you've got a bunch of gadgets here as well, some especially for flying. The Surface Pro 4, if you just desperately don't ever want to leave your digital interaction, what's it do for you?
Absolutely. Well, basically, it's a tablet that's powerful enough in many ways that it could replace your PC. So basically, you get all the benefits that you would have from a typical notebook PC, but you get it in this tablet format. You don't necessarily have to turn it off during takeoff or landing and stow it away. And of course, a lot of us are going to be working during the holidays. Unfortunately, some may be working parents. There's all sorts of other cool stuff like the Dell XPS 13. This is a laptop that basically packs a 13-inch screen roughly into the size of an 11 or 12-inch laptop, so it can save on some carry-on space. You can find all sorts of cool stuff too. There's these travel mugs and water bottles that Contigo makes that basically are spill and leak proof. So if you're chugging coffee trying to get some work done, it comes in handy. You might also check out, there's a backpack called the Brent Haven Broadmoor. So let's say you are having to bring that laptop along for work. You just unzip this thing, lay it flat. It's TSA pre-approved, so you can scan it and just walk through without having to take your laptop out. Really, you know, a lot of us are going to be packing them along. It's about convenience and making sure you can get more stuff done without taking up so much carry-on space.
Everybody's always looking for Wi-Fi when they're traveling. You're talking about something called Wi-Fly! What is it?
Well, basically, XCOM Global. So if you happen to be traveling internationally, these guys can rent you personal wireless hotspots. You don't want to spend a fortune on roaming fees. All right, well, you're going to be overseas. So basically, you rent one of these things. You can get internet access just about anywhere, and then you can actually mail it back when you're done. So it's kind of cool. It's basically not having to tap into your cell phone. It's essentially you just get this portable wireless hotspot unit. And by the way, like we were saying about the battery, that's a big thing too. I would also take a look at the Tilt Energy 5K battery pack. Basically, it can charge three devices simultaneously. So whether you're in the States or whether you're overseas, you got some kids along with you, members of the family, everybody's going to need to juice up. That can help you out too.
And then there's the issue of what people are going to be listening to as they go. Just out in time for this travel season, Legend of Zelda, Triforce Heroes, action adventure game kids can play on their Nintendo, 3DS in the car. Scott recommends it. Here's a little bit of that classic Nintendo music from the game. Get a few more suggestions for what we might put all these gizmos and gadgets to work bringing us. Wendy Perrin, please stand by. And Scott Steinberg, Julia Turner joins us right now, editor-in-chief of Slate, with some content suggestions, no less, as we're headed down the road. Julia, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Tom.
So, okay, truth in advertising first. What's your preference? To have a big, good conversation with your family as you go, or what, you get through that and then you're done and then you want to put on, I don't know, the latest album or movie? Or how do you balance what's digital and what's flesh and blood as you travel these days, Julia?
Well, I think it depends a little bit on your destination and your mode of travel, right? If you're in a car with your entire family, then you've got to find something you can play out loud that everyone will enjoy.
Yeah.
If you're on a solo schlep from LaGuardia to wherever, then you can lose yourself in the close listening experience of a podcast or an audiobook. I think probably how you feel about your family also might affect your choice. But I think we should strive at the beginning of the holiday weekend, at least on the way there, for communal listening when we're in a car with multiple people. Maybe on the way back, you're allowed to zone out.
I mean, I used to be sort of a car Nazi on this front. With my kids' earbuds, because I wanted everybody to sort of be engaging together. These days, life is so busy. It's great to have shared conversations or shared something when you're on that.
You're a valorous man. It's very difficult, I think, sometimes during travel. Sometimes the temptation of the iPad zone out on a long, schleppy travel is not to be resisted. But so, I agree. Family togetherness in the automotive is to be desired and driven for, at least at the beginning.
All right. So whether we're sharing or the buds are going in the ears, what are you thinking about that's hot, cool, good to listen to maybe watch these days as people go?
Well, I think, you know, one family choice to start with is the Hamilton cast album. This is, of course, the hit musical on Broadway, written and starred in by Lin-Manuel Miranda, that takes the story of Alexander Hamilton and turns it into a hip-hop theatrical delight. It's a smash hit, and when they finally released the cast album a few months ago, it made the amazing songs available to people who cannot yet afford or finagle the tickets, which are in rare supply.
Yes.
So this is, it's hip-hop, it's a history lesson, it's multi-generational in that it's a serious look at American history. It's hip-hop, but honestly, it's mostly hip-hop references from the 90s, so actually it's sort of the old people hip-hop.
Okay, it's something for everybody then.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll hear a little bit of that before we're through here. What else have you got on your screen this year? The Manson family is out and about. What's up with that?
This may not be for full family listening. It might depend on the age and, bloodiness, readiness of your children. But the wonderful Hollywood history podcast, You Must Remember This, did an amazing series this summer called Charles Manson's Hollywood. In the podcast, Karina Longworth, who's a terrific film writer and critic, tells stories of Hollywood yesteryear. But she did this incredible series about Hollywood in the 70s and Charles Manson and his rise, his cult, the murders, and how they ricocheted through the Hollywood community and how in some ways they were a symptom of how people thought about fame in that moment.
Boy.
And it's just incredibly compelling listening.
I don't know if the Manson family is everybody's idea of a family Thanksgiving entertainment, but we'll give you a little taste of it. We report, you decide. Here's a clip.
Charlie Manson's story is a Hollywood story. It's the story of a guy who comes from as far away from Los Angeles as you can get, geographically and philosophically, who came to believe that stardom could redeem him, even after reinventing himself as the second coming of Jesus to dozens of disciples.
Oh boy, okay, there, the Manson family from You Must Remember This. Julia Turner's got more. Wendy Perrin, when you think about whether it's music or video or podcast for travel, is it different than what you might want to take on board, you know, at home in the den? Or is it just the same stuff, whatever's good, you're up for it?
I find there's so little time at home,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I want to, I often store things up to listen to and take advantage of when I'm finally traveling. I mean, like when you're stuck in that car or on the plane, you know, I just find there are so many other things to do at home. I never have the time.
Yeah, it's true. And finally, if you're on a plane especially, or if somebody else is doing the driving and you've got the freedom to watch, or if you can listen together. I mean, Scott, do you go for what's new? Do you go for what you haven't been able to get to at home when you finally hit the road?
I think it tends to be all of the above. I try and catch up on music, load up a little Spotify, try and make some playlists before we hit the car trip. Got kids, so you have to think about what are you going to do that's family friendly. Oftentimes, sometimes a little fun or entertaining. I'll tell you one of the funniest things for the Are We There Yet crowd is the Beach Boys song Sloop John B. You would be amazed how much the Take Me Home, I Want to Go Home, how well that plays with them. But a lot of times what I'll do, take the iPad Pro, load it up with magazines and books that I haven't read, a lot of H.P. Lovecraft, believe it or not, and a lot of Real Simple, because nothing's closer than, you know, world-ending apocalypse. And, of course, a little holiday decorating. It's possible we have eclectic tastes.
I'm sure we do. Scott Steinberg, please stand by in St. Louis. Julia Turner at Slate in New York. And Wendy Perrin at TripAdvisor in New York. We're talking about technology to make holiday travel a little easier, maybe more fun. We're going to put together a little on-point Thanksgiving travel sampler. If you want to listen back to some great on-point podcasts, it would be good for the holiday road. We've got a lot more suggestions for you right here. All of Scott Steinberg's list at our website, onpointradio.org. And tell us your favorites. What keeps you happy and moving on the road? I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point with a little Every Day is a Winding Road from Sheryl Crow. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about technology, tunes, and more to make holiday travel a little easier, maybe more fun, from apps to gadgets to just some good music, or who knows, if you're in the backseat, maybe a video. Maybe you like it old school, and we're all for that. Family stories, family songs, and all the rest. If you really got a big trip and you want to bring a little tech along to make it easier, maybe more enjoyable, what works for you? Scott Steinberg is with us from St. Louis, technology consultant there. He's got a great list at our website, onpointradio.org. Wendy Perrin's with us, travel advocate for TripAdvisor. And Julia Turner's here, editor-in-chief of Slate. She's got some, she sort of polled her crew there at Slate with some good suggestions for what might be good, particularly good this season. You can join us as well. What apps make the travel fly by for you? Give us your tips, your tech tips for making the miles go by in planes and trains and automobiles. Will you use the car ride to catch up on culture? What's on your playlist? Do you have a date with Adele this season? Her new album, first in 5 years, just out. The soundtrack to the Broadway musical hit Hamilton, almost 3 hours long, a little history while entertaining young and old. Here's a bit, a low point in the American Revolutionary War, hip-hop style.
I have never seen the general so despondent. I have taken over writing all his correspondence. Congress writes, George, attack the British forces. I shoot back, we have resorted to eating our horses. Local merchants deny us equipment, assistance. They only take British money, so sing a song of sixpence.
The cavalry's not coming.
But sir,
Alex, listen, there's only one way for us to win this. Provoke outrage. Outright.
That's right.
Don't engage. Strike by night. Remain relentless till their troops take flight.
Make it impossible to justify the cost of the fight.
Outrun.
Outrun.
Outlast.
Outlast.
Hit 'em quick, get out fast.
Stay alive until this
little Hamilton right there might make the miles fly by for you. Bobby writes on Twitter, a little uneasy about all this technology. What about spontaneity and family time? Have that too. Absolutely. Have it in full. A lot of miles, a lot of time. Maybe Carrie says audio books, and of course, it's a huge favorite. Make the miles go by. Keep kids engaged and quiet. We all listen together. Great family bonding. Get a disc or online from library for free. Laura in Coleman, Wisconsin. Laura, what makes your miles go by?
Hi, Tom. Well, this was before we had apps and our kids were little. We live, north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we would either have a 3.5-hour trip down to southern Wisconsin or an 8-hour trip down to southern Illinois. And on the way back, we would keep the kids occupied by counting the Christmas trees versus the dead deer from people traveling back from their trip. They were heading south and we were heading north.
Yeah. Counting Christmas trees and counting dead deer on the way back north, 8 hours to north of Green Bay. Hey, you find your entertainment where it is. Did that work, Laura?
Yeah, it worked. It kept the kids occupied. My daughter now is in college and doesn't really ride with us anymore, but we still do it. And we've also added ATVs to our list.
Oh, yeah. There's no end of things to count. The old license plate game and slug bug punch for the VW bugs and all the rest. Laura, happy counting this year. I hope the dead deer are not too much in your way. Thanks for that. Emma in Nashville. Emma, you're on. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I'm excited to speak with you.
You too.
So every year growing up, I worked in my dad's frame shop, and we would listen to David Sedaris' Holidays on Ice, the Santaland Diaries.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
It's great. And then now every year I have to make about a 6-hour drive home, so I make it a point to listen to Holidays on Ice on audiobook all the way home.
Of course, public radio listeners know all that well from David Sedaris. Did you say your dad had a flag shop? Did I hear you, Emma, right?
A frame shop.
Frame shop. Okay, okay. In 6 hours, that's the kind of travel we're talking about when people make the commitment to get home. Little David Sedaris on board. Thank you for that. Tim in Marquette, Michigan. Tim, you're on.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a comment that, you know, not all apps are created equal, and that I would encourage people who are traveling, especially if you're traveling internationally and using airlines like I just recently did, maybe read the reviews before you trust the app. We spent time inputting information. We were promised we'd get the, you know, boarding passes, and then the night before you're all stressed out, you know, you want to make your connection, and then,
sorry,
you have to do that at the airport. And it happened twice. It happened with KLM. It happened with Aer Lingus. And we were really disappointed in the app. So it turns out, I read the reviews later, oh, don't trust this app. It's not very good.
Yeah, Tim, I know exactly what you mean. I appreciate your call on that. Scott Steinberg, it's true that all this technology and apps and online services can make travel much easier, but then they can also turn around and snarl you up almost just as big a knot as an old-fashioned, you know, botched job at the gate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just added,
yeah, well, you know, sometimes you just got to roll with the punches. That's the beauty of holiday travel. Got to keep the stress low. Stick to those airport day spas. But yes, you absolutely have to check the apps. You have to check the reviews. And you have to expect that things may not go as planned. Always have a backup plan if you can. But oftentimes, you know, things may happen. You may get stuck. But the good news is, thanks to technology now, which keeps us connected and helps us find new places to stay, new places to go, and even find new connecting flights. By the way, couple apps we didn't mention were Skyscanner and Kayak, which can help you right from your phone compare prices at dozens of airlines. We have more opportunities that if you do need to do an emergency save, at least they're right there at your fingertips.
And what about for kids, Scott? You've got some suggestions there as well. We talked about the Lazoo Art Box. What else have you got for kids? They're off and along.
Well, I still think that iSpy and Punch Buggy stuff works pretty well, but there are quite a few apps that they'll enjoy as well. So, for example, you might see Reading Rainbow, which has tons and tons of kids' books. Plus, it has LeVar Burton. Yes, it's that Reading Rainbow. It is absolutely back. So if kids want to catch up on reading, they can entertain themselves with that. Cool. Another cool one is Drawing Pad. Can never go wrong with coloring books. So why not have an interactive one so you don't have markers lying on the floor of your car rolling around? And basically, you can use it and paint, and kids can have fun and create anything they want right there on your iPad Pro or other device. And there's some other cool stuff. Barefoot World Atlas. Might want to have a look at this one. That's an interactive encyclopedia. But as we pointed out earlier, a lot of it comes back to family time. So sometimes the best games that are played are the ones that you and your family ping pong back and forth between and tell some jokes, tell some stories, and point out a few things along the way. Can't always have your nose in an iPad screen.
Sounds pretty good. We've got all that at the website. Tom in Milton, Vermont. Tom, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi there, Tom. David, a little different perspective. I'm legally blind.
Okay.
So when I'm traveling, like, I don't know all of the things going by, so I use several apps. One is called Blind Square, which gives me access to Foursquare. And then when I'm going along, I know all the points of interest that are going along, museums, streets.
And is there something different about it, Tom, from Foursquare? What, it's all audio? Is that the point, so that it can keep you fully informed?
It's all audio. So it's specifically designed for the blind.
Yeah.
So it's pulling in all of the information from Foursquare. So if I'm driving along, it'll give me all the street names if I want to do that. It'll tell me, you know, gas stations, museums, all of the things that are in Foursquare.
I mean, this realm of apps and data must just have brought travel very richly to life for you, Tom, being legally blind.
It's much better. The only thing that my wife doesn't like, because she does all of the driving, obviously, is that I have Navigon and a couple of other apps. And in the past, I would say, I think you're going a little fast. And she says, no, I'm not. And now I can say, well, actually, you're going 65.5 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
You are empowered, sir.
I am empowered, which she doesn't necessarily like.
Right. Tom, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, and good luck with that travel. Blind, but very aware at the same time. Steve in Roslindale, Massachusetts. You're on, Steve.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
My wife is gluten intolerant, and when we travel, finding safe places to eat can be a challenge. I found the app Find Me Gluten Free. It's, you know, it'll give you by location and by distance, you know, restaurants that are exclusively gluten free, places that have gluten friendly menus. It's just a godsend, you know, when you don't know where you are or what's available.
It's kind of amazing. I mean, there's an app for everybody now. Find Me Gluten Free and stay true to your happy gut on the road. Thanks, Steve. Sam in Nashville. Sam, you're on.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's okay. What do you use? What do you do?
Well, I actually drive for a living. I listen to NPR all day, every day. So thank you very much for helping me pass the time.
I'm very happy
to
do it.
I was going to say, my childhood was spent in the back of a van going across country every summer. We did about 10,000 miles, and we were no longer allowed to play the punch bug game after things got bloody.
Right.
But
yes.
My dad kept us hooked on books on tape, and we could pretty much recite the same ones because we listened to them over and over again.
What? Was the library out of books or out of tapes or what? You only had one.
This was probably 20 years ago, so the selection was definitely limited, but I could probably recite The Rainmaker to you word for word.
What was it? The Rainmaker.
It was until he found the soundtrack to Dances with Wolves, which was supposed to calm us down.
Okay, Rainmaker and Dances with Wolves. We're going to get you some updates on that right now. Julia Turner, we need some fresh material for Sam in Nashville. What have you got when it comes to audiobooks this season?
I have some good audiobook recommendations, although I'm not sure how child-friendly they are.
Okay.
My top selection for the moment would be for people who've watched Aziz Ansari's Master of None, mm-hmm. which is his wonderful new Netflix show. But because it's a Netflix show, that means it's streaming, which means it's not always the easiest thing to watch on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But you can download the audiobook of his recent book, Modern Romance, which is sort of part memoir, part sociology. He actually wrote it in collaboration with a sociologist. And because he's a stand-up comedian as well as an actor and reads the book himself, it's peppered with little audiobook asides and is a very charming listen.
Aziz Ansari, Modern Romance. What else is on your list there?
Another really good audiobook, and this again might be better for the solo train ride, is H is for Hawk by Helen McDonald.
Oh, yeah. People raved about that. Remind us?
It's a wonderful memoir, and it's essentially a grief memoir. After her father died, Helen McDonald decided she should train a goshawk, basically take up falconry. And it's an incredible meditation on England, on mourning, on family, on being wild and what it means. It's a wild thicket of a book, and she does a wonderful job reading it and pulling listeners into it. That's a very compelling listen.
I may have to plug that one in. And you've got Elvis Costello on your list.
Yeah, so Elvis Costello just came out with a wild and rangy memoir, Unfaithful Music and Disappearing Ink, 670 pages, and he reads the audiobook himself. So that's if you're doing the cross-country drive, I think, maybe, for Thanksgiving this year.
For the deep dish drive, Elvis Costello's audiobook. Irfan in Sharon, Massachusetts. Irfan, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Happy holidays to you guys.
And to you. What are you up to?
So, I actually have started using the Audible app by Amazon, and I think it has fantastic features in it. And the best part about it, I just finished a book, Hunter Killer, which is definitely not child-friendly, but it's about drones. And it remembers exactly where I stopped. So I don't have to fiddle. I don't have to bookmark.
Oh, that's nice.
I just go in and I just play it. And it's excellent.
Hunter Killer. I don't know. Manson Family and Hunter Killer. We may have to have some sound blocking headphones for the car here. But we'll take your advice and using the Audible audiobooks app to do that. And they know exactly where you stopped. That is a real convenience. I mean, Scott, let's say you're fed up with all this noise. You're on the plane, you're in the car, you've got these quiet headphones on your list as well. Do they really work? I've never really, you know, I'm an old-fashioned earplug guy on the airplane, but I see people with the noise-blocking headphones. Do they take it right down to 0 decibels?
Absolutely, 100%. You would not believe that you are on an airplane, and they are much more effective than turning to the person next to you and asking them, could you please take it down a notch? So you fire up these headphones. Bose actually has a really cool pair called the Quiet Comfort 25 that you can check out. And basically, you turn them on, and the entire world zooms out. So you can go about your business, take a nap, pretend that you're actually enjoying yourself, kick back at home, maybe read one of those books. I actually got Elvis Costello's book. Unfortunately, apparently I'm not doing this high-tech stuff right because I purchased it and then realized it was 670 pages. But maybe I'll stick with the audiobooks.
And what about when once we get out and active here along the way, we find all these great sites, we want photographs, you've got stuff for to snap on to your smartphone for big shots. You've got GoPro Hero. What's there?
Yeah, so basically the GoPro Hero, this is a high-definition waterproof action camera, so you can strap it onto your bicycle, put it onto a helmet, so you can capture all the insane action at top speed. That's if you're an adventure traveler.
If you're swimming to grandma's house or biking through the rain, okay.
That's right, but you know, if you're more chill or if you're a parent and you're just vacationing and traveling, going to see some sights. There's also this Olloclip 4-in-1 lens that I was saying that basically you can snap it onto your iPhone, for example, and it will actually turn your phone's camera into a wide-angle lens so you can get panoramic shots. There's also these fisheye types of shots or portraits, so it's really kind of cool. It takes an existing gadget and just finds a neat, almost low-tech, high-tech way to make it that much cooler.
Wendy Perrin at TripAdvisor, what do you think? Does this make us better travelers, different travelers when we are super empowered and sometimes encumbered with all these technology options?
Well, I don't know. As a mom of two boys who have, and we've traveled as a family. I mean, my kids have been to more than 30 countries each. And I've got to say, you know, we've been talking about the importance of family conversations, but then also how we often need to resort to apps. But there's a lot in between. And there are, let me just say, there are a lot of great, fun, educational games and toys and puzzles that take up very little space in your luggage, that are lightweight, that are great for kids, like, you know, they're to travel with. Bananagrams, Uno, the card game, Wiki Sticks for arts and crafts, Invisible Ink. I just want to say, you know, like, we haven't really talked about all of the things that you can do that aren't this sort of technology. And also, one thing about headphones, you know, back to headphones for kids on the plane, always take a Y splitter because it lets you hook up two headphones to one jack so two kids can watch and listen to the same movie on the plane.
That is very good, very practical advice, and a little bit of family togetherness there, a little bit anyway, at the same time. This has been terrific. You've given us a lot of ideas and a kind of appreciation of the old school engagements of travel at the same time. And I'm grateful for all of it. Julia Turner, thank you so much for your advice about what to plug in, what to plug into when we travel. Editor-in-Chief at Slate, great to have you with us, Julia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wendy Perrin, travel advocate at TripAdvisor in New York. Wendy, thanks.
It's a pleasure.
And Scott Steinberg, thanks for your list.
Oh, I appreciate it, Tom. Have a happy holiday season, eh?
To all. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.